That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, the old fellows have worked themselves into a pretty bad spot. On top of being robbed of the money they borrowed from Grandpappy Spears and that which they received from Squire Skimp on the mortgage, they set the Jotham Down store on fire trying to free themselves from the ropes with which they had been tied by the robbers. And so now they have a damaged store to repair. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, just wishing and hoping that an occasional throbbing headache will go away without doing anything about it won't help you very much. Now, next time...
Don't tell me, Mr. Baker. I know you're going to say use Alka-Seltzer.
Well, how did you know? I'll bet you've heard me talk about Alka-Seltzer's fast-action relief when a headache now and then takes the joy out of your shopping day. You probably haven't forgotten that Alka-Seltzer's analgesic pain reliever goes right to work on your discomfort. It's fast because it's in solution when you drink it.
That's right. And after I tried it just once, it's been Alka-Seltzer for me ever since.
Well, you know, thousands of women feel the very same way. And you ladies will find that for a throbbing shopper's headache, Alka-Seltzer can give you the kind of effective relief you want when you want it. There's nothing like it because it's compounded under a secret scientific process known only to the Miles Laboratories. Get a large package from your nearest druggist. Then, when you need it, you'll be sure you have it. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store getting ready for a fire sale.
Yeah, how much you want to mark this down to, Lum?
I don't know. What is it?
Work gloves.
Well, they wasn't burned.
Huh?
You can't put stuff in a fire sale that wasn't burned. That ain't legal, I don't think.
Well, now, Lum, they was in here at the time of the fire. They smell a little smoky. You use your imagination, little.
Yeah, but they wasn't actual burns.
Well, I can burn them a little if that'll help you.
Well, that ain't legal neither. That's arson.
Huh?
Anytime you burn something willful and with Alice aforethought, why, that's called arson. You can get thrown right in the penitentiary for that.
You can?
Why, sure.
Even if they don't find out about it?
Well, no.
Well, all right, then.
Of course, the only trouble is that I'm the justice of the peace, and even though I'm your best friend, I'd have to do my duty and turn you in.
Couldn't you just look the other way for a minute?
No, not when you're a good justice of the peace like I am, you can't. You better just forget that, Artie. And don't forget this. From now on, honesty is the best policy. That's what we're going by here. That's our new rule.
Yeah, well, I never meant to do nothing unhonest, Mom. I'm just trying to help the fire sale along. You said yourself we got to make as much money as we can out of this sale.
Yeah, we do. There's no doubts about that.
Got to raise money to repair the damage done to the store. Got to pay Grandpap the money we borrowed from him. Mm. Or at least raise that $10 a day interest we promised him.
Yeah, I never would have told him that if I'd have known we was going to lose his money. Or get robbed out of it.
Yeah, he ought never to have told him that, Mom. Oh, he did ever since his call up and tell us how much interest we owe him.
Yeah, I admit that was a mistake.
And on top of that, Squire Skimp claims our mortgage is up today, too.
Yeah, that's the thing that's got me worried more than anything else. He's just as liable to foreclose on us today and take over the store as not.
Well, when you signed them mortgage papers, did you know it was just a one-week non-extendable mortgage?
Well, yeah, I guess I did. I didn't actually pay much attention, though, because I figured we were just going to need that mortgage money for one day.
Yeah.
Just long enough to make Mr. Talbert and his brother think we were doing a big business here and then pay it back to Squire the next day.
Is Squire coming over here to foreclose today?
Well, yeah, he said he'd drop around. So
oh, my.
He'll be here. You don't need to worry about that.
Well, what are we going to tell him, Mom?
I don't know. I thought we'd tell him that we're having this fire sale and we'd raise as much money as we could off of that.
Well, we can't raise no $300 in one day, Mom. We've got that much burned merchandise. Fact is, I don't believe we'd have that much if we burned the whole works up.
Well, we ain't going to do that no way.
Well, I still think it'd be a good idea. Who'd ever find out?
Don't worry, they'd find out all right. Them fire insurance companies has got some awful smart investigators. And... Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Granny, why didn't we think of that before?
I did think about it just a little bit ago. I said, why don't we take a match and...
I don't mean that. I'm talking about fire insurance. We've got a fire insurance policy on this place. Squire Skimp sold it to us.
We have. Did you buy some insurance in that company that he got up his sale?
Yeah, I done it.
Oh, my.
Why, that's a lifesaver for us.
Huh?
We can surely collect enough off of that to pay off the mortgage.
We can, huh? Well, hooray for us. Hooray for the fire insurance company.
Yeah, hooray for me. I was the one that had us buy the insurance. You was against it, if you recollect.
Well, you was against it, too, before I talked you into it.
I was just fooling out for a better deal, was all.
Well, he makes a rule of himself. I reckon he can make any kind of a deal he wanted to.
Anyways, I'm sure glad we got it now. Please, I'll call up old Squire right now and ask him how much we can collect.
Yeah. Try to get enough out of it to pay Grandpap some of the interest we owe him, too, on. Getting sick and tired of hearing him say, first day, $10. Second day, $10.
Well, we might be able to. That was a pretty good policy we'd taken. According to Squire, it was, anyway.
Oh.
I wouldn't have taken it if it hadn't been as good a businessman as I am.
Well, oh.
Hello, is Mr. Skimp in?
Get lost.
Well, where did he go, Miss Skimp? Oh, well, that's fine.
You scared?
Yeah, this is me calling. Long.
Adam's apple jumps up and down, looks like he swallowed his yo-yo.
All right. Well, much obliged, then. Yeah, we'll see him when he gets here. Yes, Mom. Goodbye. He's on his way over here, Miss Skimp said.
Well, good.
Of course, we ought to figure that with a mortgage coming due here. Where else would Squire Skimp be going?
Yeah. I'm surprised he weren't sitting on the porch when we opened up this morning.
Well, let him come now. I'm glad we recollected that insurance.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny Squire never mentioned that himself when he was over here yesterday.
Whenever we get behind in our insurance payments, he always comes around mentioning it to us.
Well, I've noticed that's the way a man's memory works, all right. It's way yonder easier to recollect the things you want to recollect than things you didn't want to.
I wish there was some way to make Grandpappy's fear stop his memory from recollecting that interest he claimed we owe him.
Yeah, he is making a nuisance out of himself.
$10 enough to death.
Maybe with this insurance money, we can pay him a little bit on account. Or to hitch him up for a while.
And I hope so. Getting where I almost hate to wake up in the morning because I know it just means $10 more that we owe Grandpap.
Wait a minute. There comes old Squire. Huh? He's got that foreclosing look on his face. Just look at it.
That kind look you mean?
Yeah, that sad altitude.
Yeah.
Just feels so bad about throwing us out, he can't hardly do it. But he does it.
His eyes always get to looking like one of them Sam Bernard dogs.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning. How are my good friends today?
Oh, just dandy fine, Squire. Awful glad to see you.
Well, you are. Why, sure. Well, you must have had some good luck then, Lum. I raised some money.
Well, yeah, in a way.
Yeah, I'm mighty glad to hear that, Lum. Yes, mighty glad. You know, I got to thinking about the mortgage and having to foreclose on you men, and I just got to feeling so bad about it. I just knew I wouldn't be able to go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have the full amount, I presume.
Well, I don't know yet. It all depends on the policy.
The policy?
Yeah, that insurance policy you sold us some time back.
I did? Yes. As a matter of fact, that's the principal reason I came over here today was to discuss that with you. I meant to mention it the other day. You know, I just didn't get around to it. Yes, well, there's nothing like insurance. I've always said that. Well,
reckon how much we can collect, Squire, considering the damage, you know.
Well, I don't know offhand, Lum. After having an adjuster look it over, and, well, there are some papers to fill out, and one thing or another. It'll take a few weeks, of course. A
few weeks?
Yeah.
We need the money right away.
Yeah, every day that goes by, that means the old Grandpappy spares another $10.
Well, I'll tell you, man, of course I couldn't do this for everyone, but just for you men, I'll try to rush it through as fast as possible.
Yeah, I wish you would, Squire. I would sure appreciate it.
Oh, well, you know me, Lum. I'm always glad to help a friend any way they can. There are, however, a few little things we'll have to check first, you know.
Check first?
Yes, I've got a copy of that same type policy with me. Just a minute, I look over the provisions here.
You can see for yourself the fire done quite a bit of damage here.
Yeah, just look at the wall there and the ceiling.
Uh-oh.
Now what?
What a shame. That fire occurred on Sunday, didn't it, Lum?
No, it was on Monday.
It was? Well, I guess you're all right, then.
Oh, good.
Yes, I was afraid for a moment there that she's going to lose out on that whole thing. Sometimes those little provisions will trip a man up, you know.
No, don't let that happen to us.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't want that to happen, indeed not.
What? Now, what's the matter, Scott?
Well, I don't think you're in any trouble on this one, Lum. Do you have a tape measure?
We got a yardstick. Will that do?
Oh, yes, yes, that's fine.
Now, get it, Fern, Abner.
Yeah, all right, sure.
Had it over there a while ago, making you a suit.
Now, Lum, show me where you have a fire extinguisher located.
Well, there's one located right back of you if you just turn around there.
Yeah, where? Oh, yes, yes.
Well, here's the yardstick, Squire. Some of the numbers in the wall.
Well, that's all right, Abner.
What do you have to measure there, Squire?
Just a second, Lum. I don't want to get off on my calculations here. And if that doesn't beat all. Now, isn't that a shame?
Now, what's the trouble?
Oh, it's this dreaded provision here, Lum. At least one fire extinguisher must be placed, hung, located, or situated not more than 45 and one-half inches above the floor. Look at that. Yours is 47 inches. What an unfortunate thing.
Well, wait a minute.
I've written to the home office time and time again trying to get them to lower that provision. I can cite 10 or 15 cases where that's worked an injustice on the insuree.
Well, I ain't surprised, but...
Well, you don't know how sore I am to see you lose out on that insurance money. Well, it just breaks my heart.
Well,
it does.
Don't feel so bad, Squire. We ain't gonna lose him. Look over there. There's a fire extinguisher that ain't a foot off from the floor. That's low enough, ain't it?
I believe that is low enough. Well, thank goodness. I'm glad to see that. Well, let's see now... Let's try something else here.
How's that, Squire?
Nothing. Just reading the parcel, Lum. I just want to make sure it's getting all summer to you, know. Well, let's see. Lum.
Another oh.
You didn't notify the fire department within 20 minutes after you discovered the fire, did you?
Well, no, we couldn't. We was tied up.
Oh, my.
Dick Huddleston did.
Dick Huddleston?
You see, I let that master try to burn them ropes off my hand, but before I could do it, the match dropped and fell into some paper.
Wait, just a minute, Lum. You lit that match yourself, you say, huh?
Yeah, sure. I was trying to get loose.
Oh, Lum.
What have I did?
Well, you committed arson, Lum. That's what you did. You set fire to your own store. I wish this had never happened.
Well, I never done it on a purpose, though,
sir. Lum, that doesn't alter the facts. And there's no way to keep it quiet now. Everybody knows about it. But I tell you what I'll do, Lum. I'll promise not to ever breathe a word of it to the home office.
You mean we ain't going to collect no money on it, then?
Why, of course not. Lum, do you think I'd deliberately send two of my best friends to the penitentiary? Why, no, sir. I'm too good a friend of yours to let you collect a cent of that money and involve yourself in the case of arson.
Well, now where are the old fellows going to get money to pay the mortgage, to pay Grandpap, to pay for repairing the store, to pay... the list is too long. So join us again at our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.